It's Playhouse Flush the Format Friday. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero. MBK, Joel D's. We launch into Dumb Debates. When something ridiculous is being bickered about, we go ahead and we bring it to Playhouse family. Current Dumb Debate, very seasonal, relatable. People are fighting online about what the superior fall flavor is. Pumpkin spice versus caramel apple. Pumpkin spice versus caramel apple. Which would you say is the superior flavor, Amy Kay?
So it depends, kind of. I'm split. If I have to pick, I'm going to say caramel apple. I think that's better for candies, sweets. However, coffee, pumpkin spice. Otherwise, I hate pumpkin. I can't do pumpkin pie, none of that.
Okay, so you would prefer to maybe stay away from pumpkin spice outside of the one PSL.
But I, out of all the foods, though, all the good caramel apple foods, the suckers.
That's pretty good.
Anything like that, I'd still prefer to have a pumpkin spice latte.
Okay, okay. You see, there is like a caramel apple drink now, too. I saw them advertising that.
Hot?
Yeah.
See, I haven't had it yet. I heard about it, too. I don't know how I feel about it.
Is it a coffee or is it a like a hot apple cider with caramel?
Oh, see, now I guess I actually honestly don't know. I didn't look at it that closely because I went, ew, gross, and I kept walking.
When I was a barista, it would be like the apple cider.
Would that be good?
That sounds delicious.
Amy's trying that today.
Again, not to be gender specific, but a lot of females, when I was a barista, would order the apple ciders, hot apple ciders. Don't think I ever had a man order that.
Seems like a next level, like, if one's basic, this is like extra basic.
Yeah.
To add the caramel apple. Now, would you say that is the superior flavor then for you, pumpkin spice versus caramel apple? Are you a pumpkin spice man?
I do like the pumpkin spice. I got to go on the same page as Amy Kay. Caramel apple, though, just the food itself is better. My dad actually just sent me a thing. He's going through some old paper. I wrote a whole story about.
Oh, my gosh. He read it to me. It's ridiculous.
The sucker, I never tasted, and it was about a caramel apple sucker.
And it rhymes.
Very good.
His story rhymed.
It's not good, but yeah, I'll send it to you. You can read it if you want to. But anyway, so apparently I've liked caramel apple flavor since I was a child that I wrote a story about it. So I would go pumpkin spice only for the latte. Only for the latte. I do like pumpkin pie without the whipped cream, but that's not pumpkin spice, right?
Do you like an actual caramel apple?
I do.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Not the one that Mandy made us eat that one time when we almost broke our tooth. But yeah, I love caramel apple.
Which would you say is the superior fall flavor? Caramel apple or pumpkin spice? 237, it's text 35270. This is Dumb Debates. All about you. It's Playhouse Y94. Dumb Debates currently. What is the superior fall flavor? Is it pumpkin spice? Or is it caramel apple? What say you?
Oh, pumpkin spice all the way.
You're a pumpkin spice man. Hello.
So pumpkin spice is the superior fall flavor, but not in the form of a latte. Pumpkin spice latte tastes like what I imagine kitten vomit tastes like. But pumpkin spice in the form of pumpkin pie, that's where pumpkin spice belongs. And that's the only place pumpkin spice belongs.
I like pumpkin and I like pumpkin spice a lot of stuff. What I will say is I think if people do opt for caramel apple, it's maybe because it's just not as overdone. Like everything has a pumpkin spice flavor now to the point where it's just like, are you really pumpkin spice gum, really?
But do you think that caramel apple was the same way when it first like kind of came out? Like, oh, it's a candle. It's an air freshener.
Maybe.
It's a everything.
It is. I was going to say, yeah, there's lotion. I think caramel apple was the OG to the pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Now, are we seeing one that's preferred more than the other as far as texts go?
I would say it's kind of split. Someone said, I'm sorry, but apple stuff just tastes like you're eating a candle. Someone said pumpkin spice, but never with whipped cream. Someone said apple for sure. Someone said apple pie, apple cider, apple pancakes, apple sauce. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy the occasional slice of pumpkin pie, but apple is better in my opinion. Someone just said pumpkin spice because pumpkin bread is best. And someone said, but what makes both of them good is cinnamon. So they say cinnamon is the superior flavor.
Yeah, makes me sneeze. Well, maybe because I did that cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, I was like, are you eating a spoonful of it?
Nom, nom, nom.
I did do that. It was bad. Don't ever do that.
Which is the superior fall flavor? Pumpkin spice, caramel apple?
Caramel apple is by far the superior fall flavor, not pumpkin spice. I don't even like pumpkin pie, so it's no wonder I don't like the pumpkin spice craze. I think it's ridiculous. I hate it.
Okay, so you are not a fan at all. What would you say is the better?
The superior fall flavor out of those two choices, if I have to choose, is pumpkin spice. You can get apples any time of year. This is the pumpkin season. It's only around for such a short time, and that rarity is enough to push it over the edge for me.
Okay, now that's a good legal argument right here, if we're going to kind of stick with the legal theme that we have this debate happening. I mean, yeah, I mean, just the, it is a little bit more rare, harder to come by.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense if you put it that way, then pumpkin spice, you know, it's definitely a seasonal thing, but apples, caramel apples, you can have that anytime.
You don't. No, you can't. When you're not Red River Valley Fair, you're not going to go up to a stand and ask for a caramel apple.
I don't disagree. But, yeah, you're not going to get a pumpkin spice something either, right? They're both exclusively fall, really, I
mean,
I think.
But if you get, like, I don't know. I know at home, like, if you get apples and then you buy the caramel dip.
No one's making that at home.
I do. You don't have to make it. My mom used to make it and melt, like, those little square caramels, and then we'd make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
The flavor itself, it does pop up. Because you can get, like, caramel apple K-cups. You can get... What am I thinking of? The stupid suckers. Like, those are a year-round thing. An actual, like, literal caramel apple, I 100% agree with you. That is a seasonal thing.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, because it's more like
the ones
like
you
a,
buy in the... It's like four of them in the plastic container.
Yeah, that is more of a fall thing, I guess.
Yeah. And the flavor itself is year-round.
Is year-round, yeah. But actual caramel apples... I don't... Yeah, yeah, if you're actually going to buy those, that'd probably be the thing. It's at, like, the school events around Halloween or Thanksgiving, yeah.
But it's just... Pumpkin anything food-wise is gross. The texture.
Shut your face. I love pumpkin.
I don't. Pumpkins smell like tomatoes, and I don't like them.
You think so?
I don't know. Yeah, and I think it's I'm scarred from carving pumpkins as a child.
It's not.
That's I hate that. It makes me sick thinking about it.
And your parents would like force you. We're carving pumpkins tonight, Amy Kay.
But I would make them. Clean it out for me.
We had a fetishist on the show once, which is not a sentence I get to say often, but they would massage each other with the snot from the pumpkins, and apparently it's really good for your skin.
Like,
it's good
true,
moisturizer, yeah.
True story? Real life. Ew.
That is... Steven put pumpkin snot on me...
Can you imagine if he was like, he blindfolded you and you just felt it just swap? Oh, what? Like, what kind of weird lotion is this? It's pumpkin snot.
That is, I can't even, I feel like I'm going to get sick thinking about it. But at the, now this is different. We're talking about flavor, so taste-wise. Thinking of scents, my sister had a good pumpkin spice Bath and Body Works spray. I think that would smell better, smell-wise, than caramel apple. I don't like the scent of apple.
Do you have a favorite between pumpkin spice or caramel apple?
Caramel apple is pretty legit, but it's apple crisp. When you get the cinnamon and everything going on, that is the absolute fall flavor. You hit that, you got to... Honestly, the first time I take a bite of that, I might as well just have the plaid attack me. Got the plaid on, got the boots, everything.
All right, so for you, it's the apple crisp specifically. You know, in Amy world, she's kind of going very scent-based. Did we have a winner, or is it pretty tied, would you say?
I don't know. It's pretty tied. Someone said, all pumpkin is nasty, caramel all the way. Someone said, as someone who's allergic to apples, I even think pumpkin is garbage. Someone else said, pumpkin is superior to everything. I don't know. It's kind of really split.
Caramel apple v. pumpkin spice, the eternal fall debate. I like that we settled literally nothing. Pick your person, Bennett.
The Morning Playhouse.
Watch the format Friday. Can't get enough. Text your request to 35270.
Y-94.